Chapter 31.
Theron ran back and forth along the engine room's narrow walkways, racing from relay to relay as he uploaded his virus subroutines. The first few worked perfectly, sending the spear's shots wide, dropping the shields and disabling the sensors. Then Carid had figured it out. He tried desperately to find new vulnerabilities to exploit, but each time he did, it only took 2 or 3 seconds for her to counteract his efforts. Still plugged into the ship's comm system and scanners, he heard her send security down to the engine room, and he let out a strangled cry of frustration when she destroyed the hammerhead.
Ugh, she's too good, too fast, too smart. This isn't going to work.
But she was also in the middle of fighting an entire Republic fleet. Her focus was on weapons and shields, sensors and communications, all the things the spear needed to survive the battle. She still hadn't realized that he disabled the turbolifts leading down to G-Deck to buy himself more time.
She's on G-Deck too, the far side.
If he couldn't stop Carid remotely by slicing into the spear's systems, maybe he could stop her face to face. After all, he'd stopped Darth Mechas.
That was different. You caught her off guard, tricked her. Carid's going to be ready, and she might not be alone. You're going to need help.
Even if Carid didn't realize he'd knocked out the turbolifts, he only had a couple more minutes before the ship's automated repair systems got them working again. He'd have to work fast. Grabbing his slicer spike, he tapped into the relay controlling Nos Dural's holding cell. Carid was still focused on protecting the critical battle systems, and he was able to worm his way inside. Nos Dural had spent the hours since Darth Carid's last visit in quiet, reflective meditation. As per the Sith Lord's instructions, the interrogators had spared him more torture with Mechas' infernal machine. The respite had allowed the Jedi to calm and focus his mind, subtly drawing on the Force to refresh and restore his ravaged body and spirit. The power of the dark side all around him was impossible to ignore. It seeped from the very walls of the Ascendant Spear, a twisted creation of a brilliant but diseased mind. Yet even here, surrounded by darkness, the power of the light shone through. The Force flowed through all living things, and there were several thousand crew on the ship. Most of them were ordinary men and women, soldiers for the Empire because of birth and upbringing, not because of some inherent evil. Careful not to do anything that might draw the attention of the pure-blooded apprentice he sensed in the room with him, Nos Dural drew upon the Force to grant him a picture of his surroundings. The first thing he sensed was the battle raging outside the ship. The Republic fleet had come to Duro, but it didn't take him long to realize they were overmatched, and he knew if he didn't do something, the battle would be lost. He turned his heightened perception inward, allowing him to construct a highly detailed picture of his holding cell. The interrogators were seated in chairs on the far side of the medium-sized room, next to the panel that could unleash unbearable horrors on their prisoner with a simple touch of a button. They were both male, and both carried pistols at their sides. His protective goggles, Jedi robe, and other clothes had been discarded in the back corner of the room, tossed aside once he had been stripped down and strapped to the table. In the opposite corner of the room was the Sith apprentice, sitting cross-legged on the floor. She was turning the hilt of a lightsaber over and over in her hands, as if somehow drawn to it. Nos Dural recognized the weapon he had forged while still a Padawan on Coruscant. She had witnessed his lightsaber skills during their battle. Now it seemed she was intent on finding some explanation in his weapon. Nos Dural sensed and sympathized with her confusion. She had been raised to believe the power of the dark side dwarfed that of the light, and she was unable to convince herself that a Jedi could so easily have bested her in combat without some kind of inherent advantage.
I could teach you how to use that,